Okay, Rob, let's say you're riding the bus to work and you reach in your backpack only to realize you forgot the book you've been reading. Wouldn't it be great if you had some kind of backup option?
It would be, and our next guest might be able to help. She's here to tell us about an effort to provide free books on public transit buses in Eau Claire. Shelley Collins-Furbringer is the Youth Services Manager for the Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. Shelley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this Books on Buses program. How would this work?
Well, we're still in the planning stages, but the idea actually came from a city council member who was talking to our library director, who was relatively new, and she thought this would be a great program to start up in Eau Claire. So the idea is just what it sounds like. We would put a small rack on all 22 of the city's public transit buses, and they would be filled with books that we provide from the library that have either been withdrawn from our collection or have been donated for a book sale or that type of thing. And we would just keep the supply ready, and it would be available for all ages.
And it sounds like the riders who pick up a book, they get to keep it?
Exactly. We saw another library. We've been doing some searching around, and there are libraries across the United States that do this, not a ton of them. But the idea is really take it, read it, share it. So if you want to just read it on the bus and return it to the rack, you can. If it's a novel and you think, wow, I'd like to continue reading this, you've got as long as you want. If it's great, you can share it with other friends, or you can take it back to the bus, or you can keep it for your collection.
Yeah, when we first heard about this, we were talking about how would that work, checking out a book on the library, would you have to return it to the same bus? This is actually more like the little free libraries
that
people have out around towns.
Exactly. That is really the idea here. These are all books. You don't have to check them out. They're yours to keep if you want them for as long as you want. So that's the beauty of it.
And what do you hope gets done by putting books in a different place than readers might normally find them?
Well, one of our strategic goals is to reach out into the community. And so outreach has become a big part of our plan for the next 5 years. And we started last summer with a book bike. And that's we really do take a little library of library materials out into the community. We pull it with a bike, and we do check those out. And I think that this is not an extension of that, but it's another way to get out into the community, to surprise people. And I think that we just want people to see the library in a new light.
Yeah, full disclosure, I'm married to a librarian who's big on this idea of community engagement. And the idea is the library doesn't stop at the front door of the library. It's out there in the community more, right?
And as much, we try every day to develop programming and services to get people in the doors, and I think we do a great job. But the fact is, there will always be some people who don't come to the library, and that's okay. Really, one of my goals, is especially for children, is to get books into their hands. There are a lot of kids, here in Eau Claire and across the state and the nation that don't have a single book that they own that is theirs. So for our summer library program, we've been giving, instead of trinkets for prizes, we've been giving a book, a forever book, for them to keep. And it's really exciting. And so I guess I see this program as an extension of that.
Shelley, are you worried at all that people will grab a book, get so engrossed in it that they miss their stops and end up miles from home? This has actually happened to me, so I speak from experience. There's a hazard here.
Well, I would probably be one of those people. I don't even know how to answer that question. Hopefully.
Getting lost in a book is never really bad, right?
Exactly.
Well, Shelley, you mentioned getting books in kids' hands. You're the youth services manager there in Eau Claire. Talk about the importance of getting books in kids' hands and getting them reading or read to, depending on the age. How important is that?
Well, I think there's a whole lot of benefits, but especially in that 0 to 5, when their little brains are still developing, it's so important for us to be reading to kids, and a lot of parents don't connect with that idea, especially with infants, because they think, well, they don't understand the book anyway. But there's all sorts of research out there that explains why it's important. And, for adults, too, we want them to read. It can reduce stress books. It can feed your imagination. You know, reading to your child can create a bond between the two of you. When I was talking with one of the transit folks, I said, I would imagine that on the bus every once in a while, you've got a little kid who's having a meltdown. I know I see it in here. And a lot of times they're having a meltdown in here because they don't want to leave, which I think is great, but the parent doesn't. But, you know, how great for that parent to be able to pull out a book that's got a character that that kid recognizes and think, oh, you know, and get that, that's a great experience. So maybe riding the bus isn't a great experience always for that kid, but if they know that they can look forward to getting a new book each time, that may make going to the grocery store a little bit more palatable.
So with the little free libraries we were talking about, the idea is that people put books that they love there for someone else to take. Yes. How are you curating the books that go onto the buses? Who's picking them?
Well, right now, and again, and this is just in the works, but right now what we're doing is I have asked each of the selectors in our library who select books for both children, teen, and adults. We have a system in place where we've just put a gold slip on them, and that means that that book needs to be evaluated. So if they say, wow, this book is in really great shape, maybe it was long overdue, but it's still in great shape, but we've already purchased another copy, then it gets chosen to go to the book bin for the buses. And then there are two of us in youth services who will be evaluating all of the books. And then we are going to be working closely with transit to get feedback from the drivers because they will be helping us stock the bins on the buses. And, you know, there may be some routes that have a lot of college students and they aren't really interested in picture books, or they may, you know, different segments of the population on different routes. So we're really looking to get feedback from the drivers as to what they want us to stock. So mostly the two of us will be curating that collection.
And briefly, Shelley, this is in the works. Do you have a timeline when this is going to hit the road?
Well, we still have a lot to do. One of our goals is to have a community partnership, possibly with a business in town who will help us build the racks that will go on the buses. But our hope really is that this is up and running by summer.
Terrific. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Shelley Collins-Furbringer. She's the Youth Services Manager for the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. And we've been talking about a program that's going to put free books on public buses there.
Coming up, our guest tells us why he hears overtones of fascism in Donald Trump's American First rhetoric. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.